Welcome to All the Smoke, a production of The Black Effect and iHeartRadio in partnership with Showtime.
Welcome back to All the Smoke Season 3 teaser. We don't got no guest yet for you, but we're going to open up Season 3 October 7th with the one and only Half Pint superstar
Chocolate Drop
Kevin Hart. So make sure y'all tune into that. Jack, we've had about 6 weeks off. I saw you won a championship within that time. What'd you do with your downtime, bro?
Spent a little time with family. Last couple weeks, big three, coaching the trilogy, ended up winning the championship.
Saw you out there getting your suntan in the Bahamas.
Yeah, went to the Bahamas. Shout out all my teammates.
Trilogy won the chip, right? They said they want to come on the show.
Yeah, so we got to get the whole team on the show. Okay. Man. I mean, they gave you crazy shout outs. Like, man, I was about to call Matt. It was like, man, Matt already know what time it is. We got to have us on the show. So
straight up.
Definitely got to have the boys on the show.
Yeah, that's what's up. I mean, it was dope because you got to think our schedules are crazy outside of the big three. I mean, you're traveling constantly with your, you know, touching every state in the United States, give back tour. You know, I've been traveling a lot with basketball and the twins. School started. Ash is fucking shit up. Really working, bro. So we're in the pilot stage of my new Showtime show, The Education of Matt Barnes. So you definitely got to come
Yeah,
you got to come in and play yourself. So excited about that. We teamed up with Lionsgate, dropping 2022. Man, besides that, just grinded, enjoying a little bit of town time. Obviously, with basketball season not around, you know, neither of us are really working that much on that standpoint. So actually, for the first time all year, man, you got to slow down a little bit, which I appreciate.
Felt good. Put on a little weight, eating good.
Living good.
Yeah.
Season two, we teamed up with Charlamagne and Black Effects over there with the iHeart family. We appreciate that opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, Showtime is family. We had a good run, man. Another good run. I mean, it was hard to top Season one with the caliber of guests we had, but I think we did it in season two.
And the thing was, we stayed efficient. You know, we kept coming out with episodes. We kept working, doing everything that was going on.
Yeah.
And I think not only did it help us, you know, deal with everything by staying busy, but so many people that was at home, you know, those remote shows did a lot for them.
Yeah, I think we kind of set the standard with that because I remember people were asking both us, like, yo, what kind of cameras are you guys using? What kind of microphones are you, like, we, you know, obviously shout out to Malcolm Showtime because we had kind of set the standard with this remote shooting. And we had a lot of good episodes, obviously, that kind of kept people going through the pandemic. I just wish we can get some of those episodes live.
Oh, yeah.
Like we needed a couple, like the 40 and short needed to be live.
You know what? It's funny you said that. I talked to E-40. Mm-hmm. So you know he has his goon with a spoon stuff now. Uh-huh. And he has his wine.
You got might as well just come back and get drunk and talk shit.
Well, what he said, he wanted to come to the house, wanted us to come shoot a show at his house, at his estate.
In the Bay.
And he cooked some of his stuff and we try his wine and all that on the show.
Oh, boy. I'm down. Sign me up.
My weeples.
Yeah, but obviously culminating with someone we've been trying to chase down since we started this show. We finally got our brother Carmelo Anthony to sit down with us out there in New York. What was your thoughts on that interview?
Man, that was big. I can't lie. It was anticipated. Like the Kobe interview was anticipated. You know, we were looking forward to talk to him. He had so much going on. And, you know, somebody we admire and we're fans of. So to finally get him on the show 500 episode was special.
I think it was dope because he's someone that just doesn't talk much. Mm-hmm. As the biggest, you know, as biggest superstars you could be in the NBA, he just doesn't talk much. You know, for him to come down and sit down with us and chop it up and really open up and talk was big. And I think, you know, we had the ability to make him feel comfortable and he really kind of let his guard down. Obviously, having Fat Joe, to me, one of my favorite episodes.
Crack!
Man, he was amazing. The storytelling, I got chills listening to his shit.
You got your
official Terror Squad chain. Starting season three, we have some new additions, and I'm going to let you start it off. We got your brother, Pimp C, down here in this lower corner. I mean, look at the detail. Got the freckles on his face, the jewelry, everything. Speak to me what it means to have him on our wall, but what he also meant to you, someone coming from the same place, Port Arthur, Texas.
Well, being from Port Arthur, Texas, nobody never heard about my city until UGK came about, to Bump and Pimp C, and they was worldwide. And what they did, and he was somebody that everybody loved, especially coming from the South. He opened a lot of doors. So for me, he let me know that I could make it being from my hometown, you know, him and Bun B. So I always salute them. And when people ask me where you from, I say, I'm from where UGK from. Mm. That's how they know. So to have him on the wall, rest in peace to Pimp C. I appreciate Malca, Showtime, and everybody, man, because You know, now
Ink One.
It made me feel at home instead of having Pimp up here.
Definitely. You know, and I actually ran into Bun B at Justin Bieber had an event, and I ran into Bun, and we got to get him on the show.
Got to, bro.
Got to get him on the show.
He got a lot of good stuff going on in Houston, too. He's finna be the first rapper to headline. You know, they do a big rodeos every year in Texas. He's going to be the first headline.
The crossover.
Yeah.
The crossover is real. Last but not least, X. Man, someone that was just instrumental. Was it Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood that came out right when I went to college? And it was kind of the soundtrack my first year at UCLA. Yeah.
I can't get up.
So, man, to lose someone like him, obviously this is an amazing wall, but we really hate to see any of these people up on the wall.
No question.
You know what I mean? All still young, all should still be pumping, but it's an honor to have them on the wall and kind of make them proud, man, and live, you know, vicariously.
They built the soundtrack to our lives, man.
Look
all these guys,
it.
Man.
You all know, have big parts in our lives, man. So obviously, shout out Ink One, man. Great job on this mural. We hope you don't have to add nobody else because we didn't ran out of space.
Yeah.
But we're good with these legends right here.
Yeah, they got our back.
First off, let's get back, man. Season 3 teaser. Let's go to fan questions. I know it's been a minute since we did these, but man, let's get right
questions.
To it. Jack, you want to start with the first one?
Let's do it. First fan question, Luella's a chef. The one you did with KG was a live artist was great. Maybe more of those. Also, on your radar, could you have D-Rose on the episode? I think that would be dope, man. We definitely want D-Rose. D-Rose has been one of the biggest names in basketball. We're definitely big fans of D-Rose and been through a lot. He's definitely an example for so many young fellas that think everything is all good once you get to the NBA. He's been through the ups and downs and still getting through it and still balling and still shining. So having D-Rose to be on our show would definitely be great. But live shows, man,
it's coming.
We just talked about that.
It's coming, man. We've teamed up with Light, who is a technology app that will set up. We're going to start doing a podcast tour. So we're hoping to hit 3 major cities before the turn of this year and then hit a whole 2022 run. So Light time Showtime is going to be crazy. And what we're going to do is we're going to have our show, and then we're going to have an A-list comedian and an A-list rapper, singer, entertainer, however you want to call it, man. So we're coming to you to bring you an evening of all the smoke. And we're definitely going to start coming to a city near you. Next question, Timothy_Cruz. The comeback of Mr. Jackson's begging segment. Jack, motherfuckers want you to start begging again. What happened? How did that die out?
Well, you know what? I think it died out when motherfuckers was saying they was going to do stuff and didn't receive nothing.
Hurt your feelings.
So, you know what I'm saying? I think I start getting, I got this one. I didn't ask. So maybe I need to stop asking because the begging segment did not work. People talking about, you got your Jordans back, your deal back because of the begging segment. No, the begging segment had nothing to do with that. I worked and made the right calls for that.
I don't know. The begging segment put it on the radar, though.
The begging segment definitely put it on the radar.
And now you got your boxes back because you've been shining ever since.
Yeah, definitely put it on the radar. But a lot of guests that I had that I have practiced my begging segments.
Didn't do shit.
I haven't
shit.
Seen none of my guests from y'all. Ken Griffey, I'm waiting on my shoes. We both waiting on our shoes.
I don't even ask for and shit, but back. I definitely need them Griffeys because I saw Uncle Shay Shay got his motherfucking shoes.
Yeah, Uncle Shay Shay got his show. Did
our shoes, man.
He sure did. PG,
I think
YouTube.
What we need to do. I think what we need, PG takes care of my kids.
Okay,
shoes,
so
I'm straight.
Okay.
So I'm good. I think what we need to do, we need to start like a P.O. box so people know where to send our shit, whether it be fans too. If you want to send us your gear, you know, they'd be trying to send all kinds of stuff to the
house.
That's what we're going to do. I think we're going to start a P.O. box.
Yep.
And if you want us to wear your gear, I'm an extra large.
I'm a large.
Send us your shit. If we like it, we'll wear it and give you a shout out. Something new, season 3, just off the top. Like none of the weed, not my heart.
Yes, sir.
One thing we had fun with, I think we've only done one, but we got more coming, was the animation.
Yeah.
You know, we told the Game 6 story with Snoop at the Ritz-Carlton. That got a lot of feedback, a lot of loves. Skits between me and you, like real life skits. Mm-hmm. How we went and got the Christmas tree, and we want to continue to evolve this. We feel like All the Smoke is so much more than a podcast. We want to just continue to bring different unique looks and shit we feel like you guys will like. So stay locked in with that.
Fan question 3. Pua say what? collab with I Am Athlete Podcast.
Yes.
We would love to. That's our brothers. Yeah. We've seen them at the fight.
Brandon Marshall.
We actually spoke about that with our brothers, man. And, you know, we're going to, not only that, we're going to collab with Let's Get Technical, the Knucklehead Podcast. That's all our brothers in the space. So look forward to this season. Let's collab with all those guys. It's going to be dope.
Collabing and possibly bring them on tour. You know what I mean? So, like I said, we got a lot of shit cooking over here that we want to bring, you know, our brothers into, just like any other situation. We got some good business cooking up, so we're going to offer it to them once everything is settled in. So, yeah, definitely look for those collabs. Again, we all in the same space, same mm-hmm. gang, so it's good to get together and kind of talk our shit. So, even though we didn't know what the fuck a podcast was,
right?
We can't say we're going to come in and change the space and, there's podcasters, and you heard a lot of kickback, but I really think we have. And, you know, obviously, you know, I've been doing some other stuff with Brandon Marshall, and it's dope to hear when people say, like, yo, we look up to your podcast to kind of roadmap our shit. You know what I mean? And we never did this for that. We wanted to bring our fans a unique look at some of their favorite people. But to see on the business side and the inspirational side that we're motivating people and opening up doors for our brothers and sisters in this space, I think that's dope.
Yeah, to hear got people like Gil say he watch our show and base his show off of it. Even to have Charlamagne call us and ask us what we doing, man, I think it's big, man. But just to be able to control our own narrative and give others the opportunity to speak on and control their own narrative too, I think that's been big for
us. Yeah, we've been able to create a safe space. You know what I mean? We've been able to create a safe space. And, you know, the amount of times that people say, man, I've never said this on mm-hmm. our show, it yep. was crazy. And then I think obviously that's when you tap into that goal, man. So I think that's obviously a credit to you and I and what we've built and who we are, and obviously the team and what we continue to do, man. So we, again, continue want to evolve this space and really kind of knock the ceiling that, you know, podcast is a ceiling, but we feel like this is more than a podcast that we're going to continue to kick the fucking ceiling off. Tim Foley, 1615. Have multiple guests on the show at once. Example, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Rajon Randall to talk about the C's. I think that'd be dope. Like roundtable conversations. Mm-hmm. And it could be something we create. I don't know if we want to give this idea away because they might steal it. But like, you know, maybe best teams that never did, never won. Maybe we have that as a segment. You know, we have the Portland Trail Blazers with the, you know, that Gerald Blazer team that was dope, the Nuggets team, the Sacramento Kings team. Mm-hmm. So if any of you guys steal that idea, you know that I said that shit first because I've been wanting to do that. But I think that's a great idea. I think roundtable conversations are dope. We had a roundtable conversation during season 2, but it was around politics. So I think to have a roundtable conversation around basketball and what a team was like back then, I think that'd be super dope.
Super dope. I'm down. Next fan question. Got to be more careful. More female athletes like Serena Williams, Cheryl Miller, Candace Parker, Diana Taurasi, Megan Rapinoe, Sha'Carri Richardson, and name a few more. But I agree with that, bro, because, you know, we are both fans of female sports as well. We have a lot of relationships with a lot of female athletes as well, too. So we're going to be reaching out to a lot this season.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I actually was just talking to someone about Serena Williams, Lily, right before we started filming. So we would love to get her. We've been begging Candace Parker's busy ass to come on the show, but we know she's juggling motherhood and the season and multiple jobs. So she's getting in her bag. But yeah, no, we definitely are going to make an effort this year to really bring more women to the show. Obviously, shout out the guests we've had in the past. What, Carrie Champion, Jamil Hill.
Mm-hmm. Rachel.
Rachel Nichols.
Jeannie Buss.
Joy Taylor. To name a few. So Sue Bird.
Yep.
So definitely looking forward to bringing more female guests.
Cheryl Swoops.
So if you hear us, if you heard your name, any more names, you guys help us get them. We need help. So help us
Liz,
get
Liz, come on, Liz.
Liz Campbell. Yeah, Liz, you're definitely due on the show this season. So we definitely going to tap in and get some more females this year. Jay Penix, 18. Podcast recorded during a game with guest features and former players. We actually talked about doing that. I think that here where we would have, you know, a live game. I think obviously the pandemic slowed all that down. We were talking about having a live a game here, you know, eat, drink, smoke, mm-hmm. enjoy ourselves and kind of shoot a pod from there. So if this pandemic permits, we would definitely like to do more interactive stuff and get to know our fans and be more inactive from that kind of standpoint.
Yep, but you got to roll your own. No sharing weed, no passing weed
on
set.
Ain't no puffing pass,
nah,
please.
No.
Roll your own.
Over
18,
you should be smoking alone.
Shout out to Nip.
Yeah. And next fan question, Dollar Bill Bonio. Will y'all ever choose a fan to come on the show and experience all the smoke? Of course, man. We definitely looking forward to having some guys on set, you know, just to be around and get the whole experience. But that's why we want to coordinate two live shows so more people can get a good experience of what we do, how we do it, and how cool we are.
Y'all would trip out if you saw just kind of how laxed the crew is and how our day goes on the shoot day. Although it's a lot of work and it gets exhausting, I mean, our set, our environment is so dope. So again, the pandemic slowed that down. We want to start inviting people around to shadow us, shadow the film crew. Because, I mean, obviously, we're the stars of the show, but I feel like there's so many more ways you can be involved in the podcast space. So if you come on and meet our amazing crew and kind of see how the vibe is, that might, you know, light a fire under you to do something. So
yep.
Looking forward to that. Trey B, target coaches at the college and professional level. Hard right now to do football, but maybe a Coach K, Phil Jackson, if he'll do it, Pat Riley, et cetera. It would be cool to hear their perspectives on different things y'all come up with. Couldn't agree more. It would be an honor to have Phil Jackson, Mafia Pat Riley, Coach K, you name it. So that's a good idea because that didn't really cross my mind. So we'll definitely try to put feelers out and see if we can get those guys because those are, you know, obviously brilliant minds of the game.
Anytime you can get a Pat Riley or Phil Jackson on your show, that's an ultimate win. Just to be able to pick their brain and hear what was going on through their mind during those championship runs is a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
Next fan question, Andy41 Sire. What would be a one question you would ask Adam Silver if he was on the show?
Mm.
I know what I would ask him.
Mm.
I mean, after the documentary, you haven't thought about giving us our money back or some of it back? Like, I wouldn't even be joking, bro. Like, I would look at him in his eyes, and after seeing this documentary, and after looking at everything that happened, do you think we should give us some of our money back, bro? That's exactly what I asked.
I ain't mad at that. Even though it wasn't on his watch, it's a valid question.
But they still got the money to pay us back.
Oh, there's no question. They got a lot of the money. I always wonder where the fuck that fine money went. You know what I mean? I think if we get fined, we should be able to pick the charity it goes to or, you know, the give back. Because they took a lot. I lost more than $500,000 in fines. You lost a couple million just that fight alone, right? And you mm-hmm. kicked out several times after that. So you lost some bread, too. No, I think that'd be dope. My question, man, I don't know. I mean, he came in at a crazy time, especially, you know, his first job was to kick my former owner out the NBA. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So he came in during that Donald Sterling scandal with the Clippers. But he's been great. You know, I'm a big fan of Adam Silver. Obviously, loosening the cannabis guidelines is probably definitely a discussion we would have, but yeah, we would love to get Adam Silver season 3. We'll be in New York a lot, so Adam, pencil out some time, man. We're coming for you.
Also, let us be the first to call an NBA game smoking. Not actually, you know, on the NBA network, but give us the rights to be able to do that. You know what I mean? That'll be dope, too.
Okay, push the envelope then.
You know what I'm saying?
Push the envelope then.
At Wayne 2 Wavy, who's a person that's no longer with us that you wish you had the opportunity to have on the show?
Good call.
That's a great question, Wayne 2 Wavy.
I would go Nip. I think Nip would have been a great interview. You know, our show's about sports and culture, lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he speaks to all that from being courtside at the Laker game to pulling his pants up when Rondo and CP got into it, ready to throw hands. The movement he's created while he was here and obviously post afterlife. So, yeah, my pick would definitely be Nip.
I would have to go with Malcolm X or Tupac.
Ooh.
Malcolm X or Tupac. Just to dig deep into a lot of things that's going on today, to have their opinion of what's going on and you know, Malcolm X was somebody I look up to because he fought for equality the right way. You know what I mean? And just to be able to ask those real questions and what was going on through their mind at certain times of their mm-hmm. life, I think that would have been big for me.
I see you're watching Godfather of Harlem now, huh?
Yes, you turned me on to that, and I can't stop watching
it.
New episode is when today?
Sunday nights, every Sunday night.
Okay, Sunday.
They just got back.
Okay.
Sunday night. Cowens 225, All the Smoke, more behind the scenes video. Those are dope. Yeah, shout out to the team, particularly Richie Rich and the crew.
Yep.
Yeah, that behind the scenes is dope. And I think it's, you know, everyone wants to know what it's like. You know, we saw them as a player. What are they like off the court? Well, we see them on All the Smoke. What are they like behind the scenes? So I think behind the scenes is always golden material. And I think we've done a great job of kind of utilizing that behind the scenes. So definitely look forward to doing that. And we got a lot more for you guys.
Yeah, I like when the camera's just rolling and we get to really be us and have people around to see how they act as well. So more of that coming.
In closing, bigger music collabs, new merch dropping in October, welcoming new and old friends to the Showtime basketball family, mm-hmm. about to kick off season 3 with a motherfucking bang with the one and only Kevin Hart dropping October 7th. So stay tuned. We appreciate y'all, man. We're back for season 3. Jack, real quick, what's our top 10 wish list right now? Let's just start throwing some names out there we want.
Top 10 wish list: Jay-Z, Beyonce, just the whole family. Blue, all of them.
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre. Let's go.
Michael Jordan.
Serena Williams.
Serena Williams. Magic Johnson. Mike Tyson.
Yes. One other. Did we say
Puffy.
Michael, you said Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
Okay, Michael Jordan. Okay. 50 Cent.
Yes. We got to get 50. I almost had 50 for this round, too, but he
and I got leave. And I got one who I want to
Can we get a sleeper?
Whoopi Goldberg.
She blows tree now, too.
I want Whoopi on here.
Mm-hmm. Some other players I want to
But we can't forget the Golden State fucking reunion, Don Nelson, Nelly Kush. That got to happen.
That's definitely got to happen. We're trying to get the We Believe shit, but you know BD, goddamn
it,
still
dragging
his feet.
Yeah, I talked to him about it, but we need to take a trip.
We definitely need to take a trip to Maui, smoke some weed with our old coach and chop it up. So, again, man, thank you for riding with us. We appreciate y'all. We love you guys. Season 3 promises to be bigger than ever. And again, man, we kick that off October 7th. Thank you guys for riding with us. We love you. We appreciate you guys. We promise season 3 is going to be bigger and better. We'll see y'all next week.